Nights, talking real estate. Brought to you by Domain. Download the app today and find your way home with Domain.
We check on the real estate market every Monday after the frantic activity of the weekend. I'm assuming it was frantic. Warren McCarthy joins us now from McCarthy Property Consultants. Warren, good evening once again.
Good evening, John. It indeed was frantic. There were 1,902 properties that went to auction around the capital cities on the weekend. And, you know, John, there was a lot of talk around renewed inflation and interest rate discussions, and the jitters certainly didn't affect the buyers because 73% overall bought properties. And, you know, it was a similar volume of auctions to last week and a similar clearance rate. But would you believe there were 570 more properties that went to auction than at the same time, the same week, a year ago? So it's an interesting increase in stock that's coming to the market. Now, Sydney had 657 auctions. They sold 78% of those. Melbourne sold 70% of their 849. And Brisbane, 72% of their 168 properties put to auction. Now, they're expecting a little bit of an increase in volume next weekend. 2,200 auctions are scheduled to go under the hammer.
Now, look, I think this is probably academic, but you're having a look at this. Some work's been done by the Parliamentary Budget Office on a lot of our listeners actually think that that should be looked at. Things like the capital gains tax discount, negative gearing. Politically, I think, completely off the table. But just go through it for us.
It's certainly going to be a hot potato because I think the Greens will put a hell of a lot of pressure on the Labor government, but there was some modelling done by the Parliamentary Budget Office. Now, this was commissioned by Senators Lambie and Senator Peacock. The study revealed that there would be $60 billion unlocked over the next decade, which, of course, they, both senators, believe can be put into increasing the housing supply. Now, that pressure that will go towards the government will be very interesting as to whether they do curb those concessions for property investors ahead of the federal budget. But here's the thing. A lot of those property investors are mums and dads, school teachers, fireys, police people and so on that are trying to build a nest egg for their retirement. So, you know, it's an area that they want to be very careful in, as we just mentioned, that it may not get off the table. But look, some of the analyses that are being done, John, they're suggesting that they might be a grandfathering of the existing capital gains tax discount and negative gearing points. And that means that they're going to exempt existing investors in that makeup. But they're then saying that they would ensure that these changes apply to purchases after July 1. So we stay tuned in that regard.
Yeah, now, I think politically, they've always talked about it being grandfathered whenever it's been proposed, but it's never got off the ground. And given the political situation right now with both major political parties' primary votes where they are, it's impossible for me to imagine either of them embracing this. But
real brave move if they do try to undertake that, in my opinion, because prices will start to, you know, go south. They certainly would decline as a result of the demand going and looking at other investment classes or assets like shares and stocks and the like, you know.
Let me ask you one, because you've noticed, and this is a story that's been bubbling for a while, and for our listeners outside Greater Sydney, the situation where you've got the Minns government driving these changes, where if you're close to a railway station or a railway hub, there are going to be changes to the planning rules, and some of these are being challenged, and there's heritage considerations coming in. But basically, you're going to be talking about six-story apartment complexes being able to be built near these railway hubs. Now, there's a couple of things here. A lot of the locals don't like it, but if we're going to have enough homes to house everyone that's going to need them, what alternative is there?
Yeah, look, it's a very interesting situation. There are, would you believe, land around 37 train stations that they're looking at in implementing higher housing density rules. And as you say, six-story apartment buildings within a 400-metre radius of these transport hubs. It's a hell of a lot of property in a small area. However, the Minns government are hell-bent on it, trying to meet the goals over the next number of years. They're saying that this particular move, John, would deliver 170,000 new homes in mid-rise dwellings in the next 15 years. To me, wow, it's going to be very interesting once again politically because of who lives in and around these particular train stations and where. But the transport-oriented development planning reforms, they took effect today.
Yeah, well, see, and this is the whole thing. If we've got this huge surge of people coming to the country right now, which is creating pressure, but generally we have, what, immigration, 150,000, 200,000 mm-hmm. increase in our population every year. Plus we have, of course, people who are born here as well, increasing the population apart from people coming and living here. So we do have this increase in our population regardless of whether we pull back on immigration. So we've got to keep building houses somewhere, don't we?
Absolutely right. No, it's a must. And there's plenty of green fields or green lands, and certainly in southwestern Sydney and beyond, that soil could be turned for new homes to be built. And I'm not sure why they keep looking at inner city areas and some of the heritage concerns that go with all of those changes that may be, you know, impacting local communities. But nonetheless, it's something that they're looking at in terms of a sweeping change across, as I said, 37 train stations in and around Sydney.
We talk real estate each week with Warren McCarthy, and we like to just highlight a couple of things that, you know, in the end, almost lifestyles, the rich and famous kind of thing. So this is a Brisbane mansion that's actually going to be going up for auction. But if you like your sport, it's got everything you could possibly need.
Oh, unbelievable. And they call it the Kingdom. So it is a mansion, and certainly one with the difference. It's in Brisbane Downs, which is a Brisbane suburb, a luxurious retreat and a haven for sports enthusiasts, is what the agents have said in their ad. Would you believe it features a UFC ring, NRL entertaining area, and that has a bar that's straight out of the wildest sporting fantasies you can imagine. There's an extensive home gym, 8-car garage. It's a certainly huge, modern architect design home. Going to auction in May. Going to keep an eye on this one, see what price it might get, because they haven't given a price guide. So we're a little bit in the dark on what that particular home may fetch.
All right. Save us a punchline for this next one, what they think this next one's going to cost, because it's a company building a super yacht, which is effectively like an underwater mansion for the super rich.
Could you believe it? Yes, that's right. There's a company called Migaloo. It's an Australian company. They've unveiled this design for this super yacht. It's a vessel that can be submerged up to 250 metres for up to 4 weeks at a time. And it can host 20 guests and up to 40 crew. It's 165 metres long. There's over 1,000 square metres, John, of luxurious interior space. When I read the particular features of this particular super yacht, there was golden marble everything, an outdoor cinema, water toy sports such as jet skis, paddles, boards, kite surfing and diving equipment. But wait for it, the cost. This particular billionaire is going to spend $2 billion on particular venture. And I think, wow, he's going to have a long time getting that particular investment back, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, some of these people who've got tens of billions or even in some cases hundreds of billions, what's $1 billion here or there to them?
Yeah, you're
they
probably
can never
right.
spend it. All right, mate, thank you as always. Most interesting. We'll do it again next Monday.
Terrific. Thanks very much, John.